USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal government is sending $11 billion to states and territories to help coronavirus testing.
This major investment will ensure that America continues to conduct more tests than any country on earth by far.
Regarding the economy, the president is predicting big things.
We're going into the third quarter, and we're going to do well. In the fourth quarter, we're going to do very good, and next year, I think we're going to have one of the best years we've ever had.
People who haven't received their stimulus check from the federal government face Wednesday as a deadline to get direct deposit. Otherwise, you'll be waiting for a paper check. The IRS says individuals have until noon Eastern time on Wednesday to submit bank account information for direct deposit. People who are owed money but bank accounts aren't on file will eventually get a check in the mail, but that could take up to 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is demanding Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, be stripped of his post as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and resign because of his role in the Russia investigation.
Well, Adam Schiff should not be the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. His gavel should be removed. He should be censured. He should resign. There's a lot that should happen, but Nancy Pelosi isn't going to punish Adam Schiff. In fact, that's the reason why he has the gavel in the first place. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, which became the House Impeachment Committee, because of the way he writes these fairy tale parodies.
Zeldin speaking there on Fox News, and a Colorado cafe is facing a divided community on their choice to open on Mother's Day. C&C Coffee and Kitchen in Castle Rock, Colorado, welcome hundreds of dine-in customers with no masks or social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Georgia's Attorney General Chris Carr named a new prosecutor in the Ahmaud Arbery case. Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes will now prosecute the fatal shooting of the 25-year-old. Aubrey was shot in Brunswick, Georgia in February. The two men are claiming the attack was in self-defense. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins tells Fox News this is a sad situation and justice needs to be served.
This is a tragedy and it should never happen. When I look at that video, I'm disgusted. The family has my prayers and just the concern here. And the question comes is, why did it take so long? And I think that's what Chris Carr down here, is our attorney general, is doing a great job of saying, let's look at all angles. Let's make sure we have a Georgia angle, but also let DOJ be a part of this, because there are certain things that we need to make sure that there's no even appearance of injustice as we go forward here, because people need to know that they can trust the justice form. But what we saw on those videotapes are a criminal act in many ways, and we need to make sure that this is fully investigated so people have assurances that when something like this happens, they can know what happened, number one, the people can get justice, and they're treated fairly on both sides of this.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1934 when a massive storm sends tons of topsoil flying across the United States from the Great Plains all the way to New York, Boston, and Atlanta. The dust storm forced thousands of families from Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Kansas to uproot and move to California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.